The city of Brantford has announced that one of its previous long-term care facilities, Fox Ridge Community, will provide housing space for displaced Iroquois Lodge residents. Residents of Iroquois Lodge have been without a facility since flooding that took place on June 18th and have subsequently been relocated to a Delhi long-term care facility. Six Nations Councillor Greg Fraser explained during the October 8th City of Brantford Social Services Committee meeting that residents and family members of those affected would like to have the Iroquois Lodge residents closer to the Six Nations community.
It's really had a negative being so far away. It has been a negative effect on our community in terms of the family have been unable to visit. A lot of times when we visit the Delhi area, Delhi People's Care Facility, they often ask, okay, when can we go home? As you know, the building that has been pretty much devastated to where 75 to 80% of that structure has been affected, and it doesn't look like it's going to be of any use, further use moving forward. We did have the opportunity to meet with the ministry and the deputy minister, Peter Kaftarian, and he was quite taken aback by the condition of that building. And he has also sent his support for any further arrangements that can be made so that we could move our people closer to homes.
Councillor Fraser says Six Nations Health and Wellbeing staff have been able to tour the Fox Ridge facility and says they were pleased with it and believe it to meet the needs of the Iroquois Lodge residents.
The feedback that we got from the tours in Fox Ridge were very positive. They were very impressed with the cleanliness, the maintenance, the size also of the structure, the location. It's very ideal for us, for our families that can visit. All in all, they thought that inspection-wise, there was no issues and that it seemed to be held at a very high standard in terms of cleanliness and maintenance. And I think that's something that I think that will be put upon us if we can actually get a leasing arrangement that I think would be a standard that we should keep as well.
Fraser says with the move, Iroquois Lodge staff will also accompany its residents to the new facility and be able to continue to work and care for those residents while Six Nations Elected Council begins its process to construct a new Iroquois Lodge facility, which is estimated to take 3 years to complete. During the October 8th Brantford City Council meeting, Fraser spoke on the current state of the Iroquois Lodge building and the impacts that the June flooding had on the facility.
It's pretty much devastated, that building. The roof is still leaking. We do have structures that have been actually just dismantled. So we've taken apart pretty much 75% of the building. There's still mold issues in there, as well as the build of the property back 44 years ago or 45 years ago was such that it was at a level almost at the level of the or surrounding street. But over time, we built up. That was the issue. We built up all the terrain around it as well as the road. And so drainage, it was just an accident waiting to happen.
Brantford Mayor Kevin Davis spoke on providing the space for the Iroquois Lodge residents and says this is an opportunity to positively impact the relationship between the city of Brantford and the Six Nations community.
It's a very exciting and I think rewarding development for our community and the First Nations of the Six Nations of the Grand River. This council and the prior council, we together as a group and as individuals have been advocating for a change in the nature of our relationship with Six Nations, the Grand River, to determine what it is we can better do to support one another and help one another and be more true allies and partners as we deal with issues that are common to the entire region. And so this, I think, will be an excellent example of what we can do when we have members of the First Nations, and in particular the elders, and some of those actually going, having gone through this, the residential school system, and helping them live in an environment when their own environment on the Six Nations has been totally destroyed, and to help them provide for them a stable environment that's relatively close to their homes and their relatives and friends. I think it's a great example of what can be done when we work together to achieve a common goal. And a common goal is whatever we can do to improve the lives of our residents and the members of the First Nations, and doing so together in a supportive way. And so this is, I think, a very exciting example of what it is we can do. And I think it gives us a vision of what more can be done.
Brantford's Commissioner of Community Services and Social Development, Mary Musson, detailed a potential timeline and the process of getting the residents into the Fox Ridge facility.
We have not established timelines yet. We are closing on the purchase of 389 West Street, also known as Fox Ridge, on October 30th. And as soon as the building is in our possession, then we can enter into a lease agreement. So once, if this report is approved, then staff will begin the necessary work so that we can expedite having the residents move in.
Musson says the lease agreement between the City of Brantford and Six Nations Elected Council will allow for the Iroquois Lodge residents to occupy the space at Fox Ridge for up to 3 years while the construction of a new long-term care facility is completed within the Six Nations community. She says currently the City of Brantford is looking at a closing date of October 30th to purchase the Fox Ridge facility, and that more details will be provided surrounding the City of Brantford's plans for the facility at a November Social Services Committee meeting. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.